Each summer, jazz musicians, young and old, gather at Keystone College in La Plume to learn more about their art by working with jazz veterans who have national and international careers. Marco Marcinko is coordinator of the Keystone Jazz Institute. He is an esteemed percussionist, keyboard player, band leader, and educator. He grew up in a household filled with music, and sadly, just recently lost his father, Patrick J. Marcinko Jr. of Archbold, who as early as age 12 was a member of the musical Miners, a Dixieland band that was featured in one of the first jazz festivals in the United States, held here in Wilkes-Barre. Patrick Marcinko had so many talents, and he passed on the traditions he was so passionate about to his children and to so many students in the region. And before his father's passing, Marco stopped in at the WVIA studios with Bob Schlesinger of the Scranton Jazz Festival to talk with us about the Keystone Jazz Institute. Marco Marcinko.
We try very hard in 1 week, a five-day sort of seminar. We invite students, we invite amateurs, semi-professionals, anyone who's interested and loves jazz, contemporary music, world beat music, blues music. We try to give them an experience listening, witnessing, historically, playing, theoretically, improvising, any of these sorts of things that are, I would say, needed in your toolbox of tricks to be a great musician, especially an improvising musician. And then at the end of the seminar, the students are put together to do a performance, and the performance will take place this year on August 6th at 5:30 on the main stage at the Scranton Jazz Festival. So in years past, we've had some outstanding student bands. And it's not like necessarily a big band of four trumpets, five saxophones, four trombones in the rhythm section, but it could be just a combo of piano, bass, and drums with the singer, or piano, bass, and drums and guitar with a couple of horns, maybe a singer, maybe a percussionist. It depends on what we put these combos together in various sort of situations to try to give them a real-life scenario of, if you decided to play this music and you were going to play out in a concert stage or in a club or a bar, what have you, this is what you might experience. So it's a great way for someone to get their feet wet or refresh in a way or learn some more about the craft that they might not know about. And the expert teachers that teach the professors at the one-week seminar, well, we call it the Jazz Institute. It's called the Keystone College Jazz Institute. So the professors there, Professor Dave Jumper teaches brass. Bill Washer is our guitar professor. Professor Tony Marino for bass. Myself, Marco Marcinko, handling percussion and piano. Professor Tommy Hamilton doing saxophone and woodwinds. Also Professor James Buckley III, Esquire, who's a master of the woodwinds, as well as teaching the history and theory. And then we have some other guests that come in during the course of the week, and, you know, we'll work with the students.
And Marco, there are musicians like all of you who have ties to our area, but you play all over the world, and you just had an experience that is unusual, and that has to do with the opening up of our ties to Cuba, and you had a chance to play there. What kinds of things come out of something like that?
Well, it's interesting. I got a chance to go to Cuba through my relationship and my years of teaching as an adjunct professor of jazz studies at Penn State University, main campus. And through a mutual professor there, Mark Lusk, I was asked if I would want to go to Cuba and perform down there and teach down there. So we had a band that consisted of piano, bass, drums. We picked up two percussionists, a father and son, down there in Cuba that played with us. And we had four horns. We were called the Latin Jazz Messengers. And we did a few concerts and we did some educating, and we went to the conservatory in Santiago, Cuba, and we met some wonderful students. And, you know, the students down there are just as eager and talented and joyous as the students that we experience right here in northeastern Pennsylvania. You know, when you're hungry for the information, you'll stop at nothing to obtain that information. and I wouldn't trade the experience for anything, but I'm happy to be back and happy to share that experience with others. All of us that teach at the Keystone College Jazz Institute have traveled all over the world and have experienced so many different musicians and so many different environments of performance. Again, you know, we try to bring all of that collectively to the students and give them that so they could get a feel of what it's like, what they're going to experience, what's to come down the road. So if you want more information on the Keystone College Jazz Institute, you want to get in touch with Leanne at 570-945-8580. Or you could go to keystone.edu and you could look up the information for the Jazz Institute.
And it's a great educational component of the Scranton Jazz Festival, which has been with us for a long time. And now we've even added another component, student component, where now we're taking Omarco's bands and his associates into the school systems in Northeast PA. We just had our first year this year experimenting in the schools. We were up at Carbondale Area High School, North Pocono High School, and the kids, during assemblies, got a chance to see these great musicians play, and at the same time, they got a seminar along with. In fact, one of the principals, Joe Farrell, up at Carbondale Area, said it was not only just culturally inspiring, but educationally inspiring for our kids. And that's another thing. They're the future audience and future musicians.
Bob Schlesinger of the Scranton Jazz Festival and Marco Marcinko, coordinator of the Keystone Jazz Institute, an esteemed percussionist, keyboard player, band leader, and educator. They were speaking with us about the Jazz Institute at Keystone College in La Plume that will run from July 25th through the 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. It is not too late to register, and you can contact Leanne at area code 570-945-8580, 945-8580, area code 570, or visit keystone.edu/jazzinstitute, keystone.edu/jazzinstitute. Marco Marcinko and Bob Schlesinger came into the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Jazz Institute, and we'll hear from them in a few days about the Scranton Jazz Festival, and that's going to take place August 5th, 6th, and 7th, so we'll hear more from them. They spoke with us before the passing of Marco Marcinko's father, Patrick J. Marcinko, Jr. of Archbold, who was a legend in this region as an educator, as a performer, and as a passionate advocate of the arts.